Welcome into LoHo Daily. I am LoHo, a.k.a. Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I want to talk about Zach LaVine for a little bit. I was watching the game last night, and it was a disappointing loss to the Wizards, a team that I don't think is very good. And I think a team that at this point, the Bulls should be more than competitive against. And they were competitive last night. These are the games that I want to see this Bulls team win. But I want to talk specifically about Zach LaVine for a second and something that's going on with the Bulls and Zach LaVine that I don't think I've ever seen before. It seems clear that the Bulls have said, we are going to make Zach LaVine an all-star. We are going to start a campaign to make this guy an all-star. Some of it, I think, stems from last year, where with the All-Star game being in Chicago, a lot of people felt like Zach should be an All-Star. And I understand that. He had a season last year up until that point that made sense. And with it being the All-Star game back in Chicago for the first time in a while, he was good enough to be in that game. And I wonder if he would have been voted into the game, would we have gotten the opportunity to see Zach LaVine in the dunk contest, which is what anyone wanted anyway. That's what we wanted. We wanted to see Zach LaVine compete in the dunk contest, and he probably would have won the dunk contest. But he doesn't get selected as an all-star, and it seems like the Bulls are going out of their way this year to make sure that he goes to the next available all-star game. I'm not sure what the motives are for this, and it's made me a little uncomfortable with it. I'm all for teams promoting their players. Don't get me wrong. I think that it is an important part of team-player relationship. I just think that the campaign for it started so early. Such a strange thing that they're doing that I've never seen it go this way. Usually, there's a groundswell. It usually happens organically because fans are saying, hey, this player deserves to be an all-star. And in baseball, you know, they have that final vote thing. And the final vote thing, that lends itself to organizations putting all their muscle behind a player to get that player, because it's usually like a fan vote thing where we need to win as many votes as you can vote up to 50 times for this particular player. And I remember Brooks Boyer had that brilliant campaign a few years ago, Punch AJ. Like, it's by the way, that was just magnificent marketing. And it got AJ to the All-Star game. Like that sort of thing is hysterical. I'm wondering what the motivation is for Zach, for him to be an All-Star, and what the Bulls have said to him as far as promises go, and whether that's something that's important to him, because it seems like it. It seems like it's really important to him that he be named an all-star, and I guess I'm okay with it. It just seems a little weird. And his numbers this year are His numbers this year are good. Zach is, what, eighth in scoring this year? Like, he's scoring a lot. But a lot of times when we start talking about guys who are scoring at a high clip, if they're on a bad team, then you start wondering, well, someone else could probably do the scoring on a good team. All of us are stuck with trying to figure out how good a player on a bad team or a mid team like the Bulls are trying to be. How good is a player that has to do so much of the heavy lifting? So let me look at a couple other categories. Like, he's done a great job this year shooting from behind the arc. He's one of the best in the league at that. He's shooting 41% from behind the arc, which is great. But if we looked at the player efficiency ratings, how far would we have to go before we found Zach LaVine? And so I'm looking at it right now, and I'm trying to find him. And when you look at the player efficiency ratings, it's not as high. Like, he's one of these guys. Like, I'll give you an idea. Like, Joel Embiid has a player efficiency of 31-36, okay? Zach LaVine has a player efficiency of 21-82. So when we start looking at the player efficiency ratings, you have to go all the way down to 31st in the NBA to find Zach LaVine. Now, none of these stats is a catch-all, though player efficiency rating tries to do its best to be a catch-all. And we know that Zach needs to be a better defender. But there are moments in games where the Lupe Fiasco song kind of sticks in my head. If you are what you say you are, a superstar. Last night at the end of the game, I'm like, here's an all-star moment. Here's a superstar moment for you. And I want Zach LaVine to jam on that dude. Like, I want him to either dunk or get fouled. And we saw him kind of finesse his way to the basket and had a decent look. Like, had a decent look at a left-handed layup that didn't go down, and the Bulls end up losing the game. And he's looking for a foul in that moment. Don't look for the referee to bail you out in that moment. Put that dude through the rim. Like, you want all-star moments? You want people to believe that you're one of the best players in the league? Throw it down. Like, you're a Skywalker. Like, you're one of the dudes that has the most ups in the league. Go through that dude. Put him through the rim. And even if, let me tell you something, even if they call an offensive foul on Zach in that moment, that's still an all-star moment if he puts it down. But if he gets the call instead of, if he forces them to make the call instead of wishing they would make the call, it's a whole different vibe. I know the Bulls are asking him to do an awful lot, and I feel for him. I truly do. But to go back to Lupe, if you are what you say you are, then those are the moments when I expect you to take that next step up. Those are the moments when I want Zach to be an all-star. He, in in-game situations over the last three games, there's the game, was it Friday night in Orlando, where Zach makes some questionable decisions too. And I want him to win in those moments. Like, I want him to win. And I do wonder if the Zach All-Star campaign is coming from Zach. Like, is he like, hey, y'all better help push me to the All-Star game this year? And then, and again, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a little weird. But let's go back to last night's game. This was Billy Donovan after the game was over. This was him talking about Zach LaVine and some of the problems that his team has overall.
I thought Zach played downhill. He was aggressive. Listen, the last play of the game, he took it to the basket. I mean, with his athleticism, I mean, you know, again, it wasn't going to be a winning play unless maybe they fouled him. But, you know, he got to the rim to at least tie it, and, you know, he didn't make it. I want to go look and see the play. But I thought overall he was aggressive. I think one of the things just for our team that was a problem is I thought their size hurt us with some of our front court guys being out. I thought size was a factor for us tonight. I thought the other thing, too, is we fouled entirely too much, you know, put them to the free throw line at an incredible rate. And when you're not shooting the ball as well as we have been in the past from the three-point line, I think we were 2 for 14 at the half. And then you're fouling. I don't know what they ended up with, 37 free throws, I think. They had maybe 14 at the half. You know, so it was just too many things to overcome. And, you know, some of it was size, some of it we've got to be better. But I think in that second quarter, we put them in the bonus, I don't know, with 9 minutes to go in the quarter. And, you know, we had talked about some of this stuff because I think the two games in Washington, they had taken 67 free throws against us in two games. So the things that we needed to do in the game, you know, in particular the things that we had control over, I think that we didn't do as good of a job and we needed to be better.
Now, look, Donovan is right. And he went on later on to say that they probably asked Kobe and Zach to do too much in a game because those are the guys that you can rely on until Patrick Williams kind of really starts to establish himself. I thought he played a decent game last night. And until you get more of that, and now with Lauri Markkanen being out for 2 to 4 weeks, God, man, every time that you start to get excited about that guy, I swear it, something happens and it keeps that level of excitement at a simmer instead of a boil. It's really frustrating, and I know it's frustrating for every Bulls fan that's out there. But this bears watching the rest of the way, whether or not we see Zach turn into an all-star and if how much it means to him. But I got to tell you, as someone watching these games, when those opportunities present themselves, I need him to win. You got to win. Win those moments. Win at the rim. That's you, man. Go win at the rim. Thanks for listening.